nearly every day we have calls or complaints from people that can't get any access to services. And I believe with all the money that they're investing, services should be freely available. I think we have over 21,000 people now waiting on psychology primary care and over 4,500 people waiting on CAM services, and that's unacceptable in this day and age. And in fairness, this council has raised it consistently and supported it, but I believe the issues are the TDs that we have in Dublin and in the Dáil that don't seem to kind of pass any heed to this. It's an ongoing issue. It didn't happen today or yesterday. As one of the previous councillors said, we were out campaigning in 2017 for enough is enough, and 7 years later or 8 years later, there's nothing happening.
We've heard stories just in the last week or so of a young girl in Leitrim that was effectively shut out of the CAM system. And while your motion was duly supported here in the council this afternoon, you were calling on the parties that are in power to make this a priority.
Yeah, they're the ones who make the decisions. It's an unfortunate thing that we only put in the motions. We don't really have much power. They're the ones who can change this with the stroke of a pen. So I'm wondering, like, why has it gone on 7, 8, 9, 10 years? Same with every other situation, housing, health, whatever it is. But this is something that's very close to people. It's somebody we know is affected daily. There's different families who we're dealing with. And I just don't understand why it's taken this long, especially when we have so much money. But again, as a previous thing that I said, you can see who they're supportive of when you can give more money to the greyhound industry than you can for scoliosis. So that's my issue with it, that the money is there, the services should be available, and so should the, I suppose, the people who are working. You can see there's not an adequate amount of staff. You could be 2 years waiting to get an appointment. So.